Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sikorski, my colleague. He's the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We have a mystery to solve. January 27th, 2025, the White House. The Iron Dome for America is the title. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including my authority as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States, it is hereby ordered. The threat, attack by ballistic, hypersonic, and cruise missiles and other advanced aerial attacks remain the most catastrophic threat facing the United States. What follows is a short history of how we got to here, and I'm glad Henry's here to help me interpret it, because this report in the body addresses the Secretary of Defense to within 60 days of the date of this order, he shall deliver a reference architecture, capabilities-based requirements, and an implementation plan for the next generation missile defense shield. As of this moment, the 28th of March, 61 days, the report is not apparent. It might not exist. I mention also that the president kept to this theme because in a speech that he made March 4th, ordinarily understood as the State of the Union, this was not, it's the first year, the president said, I'm asking Congress to fund a state-of-the-art Golden Dome shield to protect our homeland, all made in the USA. Ronald Reagan wanted to do it long ago, but the technology wasn't there, not even close. But now we have the technology. It's incredible, actually, and other places have it. Israel has it. Other places have it, and the United States should have it, too. Henry, a very good evening to you. What is it, and what are you figure is going on with the report? You have wide experience in the Pentagon. Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening. It's always great being on the show. Well, I made some calls, and I found out a little bit about what may be going on. I think they underestimated how much time it would take to tackle the tasking President Trump gave them at the Pentagon. It went to a policy shop, which, you know, knows a lot about policy, but might not be as savvy about technical things. And the report requires a clarification of how you're going to technically do certain things, how much things are going to cost, how you're going to be organized, and what policies you need. It's a pretty tall order for 60 days. So they tried, and I think what they had was sent up the chain, and it didn't read well enough. And to the credit, I think, of people, you know, who are concerned to do the right thing, they delayed the release, and they're working on it more. As I tell my staff, if we're going to have a problem and it might go wrong, we don't need to rush to get there and to make the mistake. So they're doing due diligence. However, they haven't said anything about this publicly yet. I don't know if that's so smart. They ought to explain why it's delayed.
I have a report from Ars Technica of the Space Force that may inform some of this. The Space Force is dealing, because of the continuing resolution in Congress, with a reduction of its budget for the new fiscal year, a reduction by $300 million out of an approximately $29 billion annual budget. The Ars Technica reads, this reduction is happening as President Trump tasks the Space Force and other defense agencies to develop a Golden Dome missile defense shield with sensors and space-based interceptors capable of taking out ballistic and hypersonic missiles threatening the American homeland. Is that what we can do, Henry? The president believes that we have the technology.
We always have concepts. We always have technology. It's making the stuff work that's the big problem. And I think he's right that the technology is much further along to get lots of payload up much more cheaply into space, and that the sensors are smaller, that between those two developments, you're in a much better position to do this than when I worked on these issues during the Reagan administration. I mean, I can remember, you know, what technologies we had, and the ability to lift was, you know, a fraction of what we've got now. So he's right. It's time to rejoin this. Not only that, but as you and I have explored on previous programs, the United States does not have very good leverage over strategic threats right now. It isn't like we're the only ones with missiles with nuclear warheads on them. We have China and Russia with many more than we have. So, and getting more. So you need to change the conversation and the game, and this is it. They do not know where to get the money. They have to rob Peter to pay Paul, and they're working on that. They do not know how they're going to be organized, what role, as mentioned in that article, the Space Force will have is unclear. They may have to create a new agency other than the Missile Defense Agency that is currently nominally in charge. All of this is in play on top of who are we going to protect, how much, who's going to, you know, contribute to this other than the United States, if anyone. And you know, how are we going to compete against a China that undoubtedly will want to have a system like this themselves, to say nothing of all the anti-satellite capabilities that are currently being employed that would make putting one of these things up a little bit more difficult than normal.
You anticipate, and the executive order anticipating a problem. It reads this way: the Secretary of Defense shall direct a review of theater missile defense posture and initiatives to identify ways in which the United States and its allies and partners can. And then we're talking about bilateral, multilateral cooperation, missile defensive toward deployed, forward deployed United States troops, increase and accelerate the provision of United States missile defense. So we're talking about a global dome, Henry?
Well, you really raise an excellent question there. I mean, is the first report about the space-based system that will protect America, and the follow-on report, the theater defense that will defend our allies, and are they separate? I mean, that's a real question. When I talk with my missile advisors, because I have a nonprofit that, you know, I have advisors who know much more than I do.
We have one minute, Henry, 1 minute.
Some of them say, yeah, it's separate. And I go, well, how's that work? If the allies and our bases are so close to hostile missiles, you need to knock things down in boost phase rather than when they finally go through space and come raining down on you. Oh, good point. Well, I don't think it's either or. My guess it's going to be a mixture. And trying to figure that out is not exactly an hour's worth of work. I think in addition, we've got to figure out how to make it convincing, whatever it is we're doing, that this system will be effective enough to discourage countries from getting nuclear weapons and missiles. Because if it doesn't seem convincing, it'll have the other effect that will encourage them to get around it. So, heads up.
The Iron Dome, now Golden Dome, is late, incomplete.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.